Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip, and I believe we're going to get part two of weight loss and how to do it naturally. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, so today I'm going to talk about three steps for sustainable weight loss. So again, many of my patients are coming in this time of year, maybe they've overindulged over the holidays, and they're looking for some solutions to their weight loss. And we really want to focus on long-term weight loss programs, not just short-term lose weight kind of quickly programs. So one of the things we really want to focus on is eating a balanced and unprocessed diet. So we really want to focus on quality protein, healthy fats, plenty of fiber, and we really want to avoid processed foods, things that are high in sugar and alcohol, as much as possible. And actually one study found, there was a study that actually looked at calories for different kinds of foods, and the researchers found that foods like potato chips and processed meats were more associated with weight gain, even when you compare on a calorie per calorie basis, compared to, for example, whole foods like fresh fruits and vegetables and whole grains. And they concluded that the more natural foods had a better effect on insulin and feeling full, for example, after eating these foods. So having a balanced unprocessed diet is really helpful for that weight loss. The second point is really creating a realistic exercise plan. So exercise really should add joy to our lives. It shouldn't stress out our mind and body. And it's really important, if you're not familiar with exercise, to work with a healthcare professional to really find out what the best plan is for you. And I actually have a new practitioner at my clinic, Dr. Marina Goose, also a naturopathic doctor who specializes in exercise, and she's also a fitness trainer. So, you know, some of my patients will work with Dr. Goose to help create a realistic exercise plan for them. But certainly, you know, we can look for opportunities to do things like incorporate more exercise into our life, even things like taking the stairs, walking some extra steps, parking our car further away, or just standing instead of sitting, for example. And the last point is just being aware of sleep and stress patterns. Mm-hmm. So there's a growing body of research that confirms that weight loss is certainly, diet and exercise is a big role to play, but sleeping less than 7 hours a night is associated with a higher risk of obesity. And that's because when you're not sleeping enough, you have, your body produces more of the hunger hormone called ghrelin and less of the appetite suppressing hormone called leptin. You also increase more of the stress hormone called cortisol, which actually encourages your body to hang on to calories. So lots of different points that we focus on. And if patients, people have some questions, if they're interested in booking an appointment to really discuss more comprehensive weight loss programs, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
And there's a link from marilyns.ca. Dr. Betty Rosendahl, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic. The phone number, 905-707-2001. One call, a complimentary consultation, and you're on the way to natural weight loss. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and we'll look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.